December 31st, 2022. Hard not to be reflective, hard not to look back a bit rather than just forward. And some of the achievements on a personal level were clear milestones. Last being a couple of days ago, I ran close to 1,000 meters around the local park, which I thought it would never happen when I was sitting in a wheelchair in Donnybrook Hospital last year. But thanks to Mick Baldrew, who I met January of this year, he was good to his word, true to his promise, and got me out running. I put inverted commas on that within the year. And that, although the pain the next day and still even today, yeah, it's tough. My body has been through that kind of physical exertion in a year and a half. Is a tremendous milestone for me, and the pain well worth it. I also did a piece on Joe Duffy a couple of weeks ago. More not for the fame and fortune, but to convince myself that my articulation and speech was back nearly or close to where I wanted it to be. Because when I hear myself, I'm not so convinced, and I always feel people are polite to me and give me platitudes, oh, your speech is great, etc., etc. But only by doing the radio broadcast, which is part of my previous career on a semi-professional level, I was convinced that it didn't impede what I had to say, and I could communicate just as effectively as before. And that to me was a personal milestone. Obviously, the physical walking has been going on regularly since January, February, increasing to 20,000-25,000 steps a day. And now I've progressed to the Fitbit, which has actually corrected my step measurement, because I've been measuring myself short in my gait for most of the year. So I've done more than I think. And that stands to me being able to run the other day. So that's achievement. Obviously, you measure these things and the gains you have rather than the losses you've suffered. And that's the only way to look at this. And anyone who's gone through a stroke or something like this knows that it's up to yourself. You motivate yourself, and only you can do it. It's easier said than done to get yourself up at 5 in the morning and walk 3 or 4K. But it's all day by day, step by step. And then when you look back on the path you've traveled, it's actually amazing, fascinating to see that what you once thought was impossible was not impossible. And everything really becomes possible when it's done. And if you don't try to do it, it will seem impossible. Anyway, onwards and upwards, and hopefully 2023 brings everyone some good hope and fortune and peace.